Chapter 6. How Robin Hood Met the King. Early the next morning, 7 robes such as black friars wear were brought. The king and those about him dressed themselves in them. His majesty also hid 100 golden pounds beneath his robe, and they all went out and got on 7 mules to ride. Then they started on their way. After some time, they came to that part of the road that lay near Newstead Abbey. "In our hurry this morning," the king said, "not a man among us remembered to bring water. I wish that I had a drop of something to drink. I would give 50 pounds for a drink." No sooner had the king spoken than out from the trees stepped a tall fellow with a yellow beard and a pair of blue eyes. "Truly, brother," he said, laying his hand on the king's mule, "it seems more than a fair offer. We have a place to rest here. For 50 pounds we will not only give you good wine, but will give you as noble a feast as ever you have had." So saying, he put his fingers to his lips and blew a loud whistle. Then 60 archers burst out of the woods. "Who are you?" said the king. "Have you no respect for such men as we are?" "Not at all," said Robin Hood. "My name is Robin Hood, and you may have heard it before." "Indeed, I have heard of you," King Richard said. "Now, I pray, let me and these brothers of mine travel on in peace."
"Certainly not," Robin said. "It would look ill of us to let a band of friars travel on with empty stomachs. But I am sure that you have money to pay our price. Show me your money, brother, or I may have to strip your robes from you to search for it myself."
"Here is my money," said the king sharply. "Do not put your lawless hands on my person."
"My, my," said Robin. "What proud words are these? Are you the king of England to talk so to me? Here, Will, take this bag of money and see what there is within."
Will Scarlet took the bag of money and counted it out. Then Robin told him to keep 50 pounds for themselves and put 50 back into the bag. That done, Robin called 7 of his archers and told them each to lead a mule. Turning their faces toward the depths of the woods, they journeyed on until they came to the great green wood tree. There, Friar Tuck and 40 or more archers were seated or lying around beneath the great tree. When Robin and the others came, they jumped to their feet to meet him.
"By my soul," King Richard said when he had gotten down from his mule and stood looking about him, "you have a fine lot of young men about you, Robin. I think King Richard himself would be glad of men such as these."
"These are not all of my fellows," Robin said proudly. 60 more of them are away on business with my good right-hand man, Little John. But as for King Richard, I tell you, brother, there is not a man of us all that would not pour out our blood like water for him. You friars cannot well understand our king. We archers love him with all our hearts because of his brave doings, which are so like our own."
Then Friar Tuck brought cups for his fellow friars, and wine was poured out for all the guests and for Robin Hood. Robin held up his cup.
"Here is to good King Richard," he cried, "and may all his enemies be beaten."
Then all the men present drank to the king's health, even King Richard himself. The king said,
"We have paid well for our food and drink, so can you not show us some entertainment? I have often heard that you are wondrous archers. Will you not show us something of your skill?"
"With all my heart," said Robin. "We are always pleased to entertain our guests." Thank you.